from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Cessation of hostilities on verge of collapse, according to Syrian rebels. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians who've been battling to unseat Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for 5 years say the cessation of hostilities brokered by the U.S. and Russia in February is on the verge of collapse, and they're readying for a regime offensive on Aleppo. Anti-Assad activists say they've recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and the Russian forces over the past 48 hours, with nearly 100 people, including 7 children and 5 women, killed in government airstrikes. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing for a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo has been divided into occupation zones since 2012. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura, meeting today with Syria's foreign minister, says the peace is fragile, but so far it's still there.
And last but not least, we did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities, which is, as you know, fragile, but is there, and we need to make sure that it continues to be sustained.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told reporters Monday that U.S. President Barack Obama will likely ask for contributions to rebuild damaged areas of war-torn Iraq when he speaks with Gulf allies in Riyadh next week. Speaking aboard the USS Blue Ridge during a visit to India, Mr. Carter said repairing the destruction that has occurred in Iraq is necessary to making the eventual defeat of Islamic State stick. Secretary Carter said the low price of oil has also made things more difficult for the